گل یا سمهربونم فاطمه چراغ خونم گل یا سمهربونم فاطمه چراغ خونم الهی نیاد یه روزی بی تو من زنده بمونم.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله علی ما انعم الذی علم بالقلم علم الانسان ما لم یعلم. الصلاة والسلام علی من بالحلم والجود والکرم زین الرکن والمقام والزمزم اشرف ولد آدم حبیب اله العالم ابی القاسم مصطفی محمد.
اللهم صل علی محمد
وصلى على اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما حجه ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وارواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. First of all, I would like to extend my condolences for شهادت بیبی فاطمه الزهرا سلام الله علیها to our imam, imam of the age, and to all of مؤمنین and مؤمنات. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten in reappearance of the Imam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to benefit from shafa'at of Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha in the Day of Judgment. One of the most concern of all of believers is about the Day of Judgment. The day which everybody will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will see whatever he done during his lifetime. Majority of verses of Quran is about this day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring our attention to this day and ask us to think and reflect about this important day. The day which there are more sign for this important day. Quran said, وَإِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. The great earthquake will take place. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth will bring out whatever inside it. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. And human being will answer this important question, what's happening for the earth? This day will happen in future. Me, you, everybody, we will see in this day. And we will answer all of the question about our a'mal, about our deeds. And this is interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Everybody will see every deed, good deeds and evil deeds, even in the size of atoms. All of our deeds, we will see the bottom of this amal. And all of anbiya were concerned about these days. And all of a'imma alayhim as-salam also, they were concerned about this day. They worry about this day. I saw a hadith that Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi as-salam, when he wants to Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa jibbar. When he wanted to dedicate to waqf some of property, he wrote at the end of this waqfname that I dedicated this property in order to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me from the fire of hell. When Amir al-Mu'minin was concerned about this important day, how we concerned about this important day? And most of our a'mal, we praying, we fasting, we donating, and every deed which we are doing because of concerning about that days. And we hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to save us from these important days. Even when we sit and participate in majlis of A'imma alayhimu salam, because we are concerned about that day. And we think that with our participation, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us their shafa'ah to be saved on this important day. And Quran said that one of the qualities of Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salam was about remembering the day of judgment. Inna akhlasnahum bikhalisatin dhikrat dar. They were very pure because they were remembering. Every day they were concerned this important day. Inna akhlasnahum bikhalisatin dhikrat dar. They always remember the day of judgment. It means that remembering the day of judgment will pure our a'mal, give us sincerity. And also Quran said that the great happiness for a believer is that to save from that fire, to save from that day. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Only the person who saved himself from the fire of the hell and enter in the paradise, so this person is happiness. It means that happiness cannot bring with knowledge. Happiness cannot bring with money, with possession. Happiness only for the one who saved himself from the fire of hell. فَمَنْ زُهْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Only this person. And people at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also were concerned about this day. اللهم صلى على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل بر. Quran said, oh Rasulullah, people usually come and ask you about the day of judgment. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. They ask you about the Asa'a, about the day of judgment. Ayyana Mursaha, when will take place? Qul ilmuha inda Rabbi. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the exact time of the day of judgment. And Quran recommend mu'mineen to suppose the day of judgment will be happen tomorrow. Lighad in Surah Hashr. لغد غد, it means that tomorrow. So this person, the person who be worried about the day of judgment, he will act upon this belief. He will prepare something good for this important day. And so we have in our narration sometimes if someone came to Prophet and asked him, Mata Sa'a? O Rasulullah, let me know when will be the day of judgment. Rasulullah asked another question and said, tell me what have you prepared for the day of judgment. It is not important when this day take place. It is important actually what you have prepared for this important day. And he was very smart. He said, I prepare the love of Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ajil faraj. The only asset of all of us for this day is love of Allah and love of Prophet and love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. This is actually our assets. This is our capital for this important day. One of the qualities of Fatima salamullah alayha also was concerned. She was concerned about the day of judgment. I want to explain some hadith which narrated from Fatima salamullah alayha and shows that her concerning about this important day. For example, Fatima salamullah alayha said, Allahumma la taj'al musibati fi dini, because she was worried and concerning about the day of judgment. He said, Allahumma la taj'al musibati fi dini. Oh Allah, do not sorrow my sorrow in my religion. Do not put my sorrow in my religion. Wa aslih li dini, and correct my belief. Brothers and sisters, it's very important to ask scholars about our beliefs. At the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, at the time of Imam Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma sallam alayhi wa sallam, people used to come to A'imma alayhim as-salam and explain their belief. Oh Imam, I am believe in the day of judgment, I am believe in the unity of God, I am believe in Quran, I am believe in, for example, returning of Imam, I am believe in occultation time. Every belief they explain for Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes come to A'imma and come to ulama and reciting their Surah Al-Hamd, for example, and ask them to correct their pronunciation. And ask about tayammum, and ask about wuzu. He said, Fatima salamullah alayhi said, Aslih li dini alladhi huwa ismatu amri. Only religion can protect me in the day of judgment, and also in this day, in lifetime. The another example, Shaykh Saduq rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned in his book Amali. One of the book of Shaykh Saduq is Amali. He said that one day Fatima salamullah alayha was crying and came to Rasulullah and asked this question, Ayna alqaka yawm al-mawqif al-a'zam? O Rasulullah, tell me, in the day of judgment, where can I find you? Ayna alqaka? Where can I meet you? When can I find you? Rasulullah said, in the Bab al-Jannah, next to the gate of paradise. And then said, if you were not there, where can I find you? Rasulullah said, Alqini ala al-hawd wa ana asqi ummati. If you couldn't find me there, you can come to the hawd. Hawd, the Kawthar, we heard about it. And I am watering my ummah at that day. As Fatima was too concerned about the day of judgment, so she asked another question. Oh Rasulullah, tell me, if I wasn't able to see you, to meet you, to find you, even in Hawd al-Kawthar, where can I find you? Rasulullah said, Alqini, Alqini ala sirat. You can find me next to the sirat. This bridge, actually. Ala shafir jahannam, next to the wall of hell. He said, why you will be next to the shafir jahannam? He said, because lots of my nation, lots of mu'mineen there, and I will be there to do shafa'ah for them. Then Fatima salamullah alayha fastabsharat. She was happy and smiled, because she was concerned about the day of judgment. The another example, sometime Fatima salamullah alayha came to Rasulullah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ya Rasulullah, tell me, what day is the day of judgment? Rasulullah said, oh my daughter, this is a very difficult day for everybody. وَلَا يَلْتَفِدْ أَحَدًا إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. No one pay attention to another. وَلَا وَالِدٌ إِلَىٰ وَلَدٍ. Even father do not pay attention to his sons, to his daughter, to his children. Everybody concerned about himself. And then said, فَلَا أَنْصَابَ. This is very important. Said Fatima, will not be any relation. It's father, it's mother, it's son, it's kid. Said all of the relation will be removed and will be forgot at that day. Then Fatima salamullah alayha said that wa su'ata yawma idhin min Allah. What a difficult day. What can I do when fala ansaba all of the relation, when all of them removed, all of them forget by people? What can I do on that difficult day? And the, another example, as Fatima salamullah alayha was concerned about this day, when the verse 43 of Surah Hijr revealed, this verse is that وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْئِدُهُمْ أَجْمَئِينَ. The hell will be the promised place for everybody. It means that the main station, the main place for everybody is Jahannam. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ. Jahannam has 7 gates. لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنُهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. Any gate designate for any group. Then Fatima salamullah alayha cried more and said that ثُمَّ الْوَيْلُ لِمَنْ دَخَلَ النَّارِ. ثُمَّ الْوَيْلُ. These people go to the hell, go to the fire of hell. This is very poor at that day. And there is very interesting history that son of Sheikh Abbas Qumi, the author of Mafatihul Janan, rahmatullah alayh, he said that one during a night, I saw my father. He was reciting Quran Surah Yasin, and he reached to this verse of Quran. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. This is the Jahannam. This is the place which we promised all of you. He said, when my father reached to this verse of Quran, and when he was reciting this verse, started to cry. And he cannot to control himself. And he cannot to continue the rest of verse of Quran. It means that all of Anbiya, all of A'imma, all of Ulama were concerned about this important day. And they tried to prepare something for that day to offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them from Jahannam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in one of ahadith, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal, said, inni akhafu alaykum istighfafan bid-deen. I am afraid upon you if you be careless about your religion. If you don't look at the religion at the serious matter. And said that Abu Abdullah alayhi salam said, Ad-deen la'iqun ala al-sanatihim. Some people only taste the religion. They do not act upon the religion. Religion is not the center point for them. They do not ask religion and to obtain the idea of religion in any aspects of their life. And he said, if people be careless about the religion of themselves and their family, so they should recite this verse of Quran, Inna Jahannama lamaw'iduhum ajma'in. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hell for the love of Fatima salamullah alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha has a will in this wasiyat nama. In this will, he mentioned that ashhadu anna al-jannat haq. I bear witness that jannat and paradise is right. I believe in jannat. Wa ashhadu anna an-nar haq. I bear witness that the nar, the fire of the hell also is right. و ان الساعت آتیت لا ریب فیها without any doubt the day of judgment is coming. So we should prepare. The day of judgment would not be waiting for us to be prepared. We should prepare ourselves for this important day. Because we have the two qiyamah, qiyamah al-sughra and qiyamah al-kubra. Qiyamah al-sughra is alam barzakh, when we passed away, immediately. We will sit on our table, what we prepared for ourselves. Our salat, our akhlaq, our manner. Our fasting, our hajj, they will help us. But in the day of judgment, in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about all of details of our action. This is a very important day. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, if you do something, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajal farajam, to save yourself from alam barzakh, we will help you in the day of judgment. So we should look at the day of judgment, at this belief, at the serious point of our life. And there is interesting in the history of Fatima salamullah alayha, we have a different hadith when Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam came to house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him about Fatima salamullah alayha, and he wanted to get married with Fatima salamullah alayha. Rasulullah went to Fatima and asked Amir al-Mu'minin and said that Amir al-Mu'minin is here and he wanted you to get married with you. What's your idea? What do you think? Fatima salamullah alayha said, أَرَضِيَ اللَّهُ لِي وَرَسُولُهُ أَرَضِيْتُ بِمَا رَضِيَ وَأَنَا رَضِيْتُ بِمَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I cannot make decision before decision of Allah and Messenger of Allah. If I accept, if I satisfied, if I agree with this marriage, does Rasulullah, does Allah and His Messenger are satisfied? This shows that in any aspect of her life, he was concerned about the satisfaction of Allah and His Messenger. And in another narration mentioned that one time when Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam come to his house and he saw there is nothing to cook, there is no food in his house, asked Fatima salamullah alayha, oh Fatima, why you didn't cook any food for our children? He said, oh Amir al-Mu'minin, I was embraced of my God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to put you on trouble, to ask you something you cannot do it. He said, I embraced of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is important for Fatima salamullah alayha when the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He actually was careful, he was looking to satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is shows that the strong belief of Bibi Fatima about the day of judgment. And Allah is not only for masjid, Allah is in the house also. In our market, in our office, in every place, we should obtain the idea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is very beautiful verse in Surah Baqarah. The Prophet Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, he said, وَوَسَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَبَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoted that Ibrahim and Ya'qub, both they command their children to this one, Ya Bunay, oh my children, inna Allah hastafa lakum ad-deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a religion for you. It is not possible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create a world and do not establish any law for this world. And so, though, okay, everyone who like, he can run this world. Even if we have actually, we build a guest room, we establish different law with this room. And said, my children, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هَسْتَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a religion for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Be careful that to this important point, do not go to the death unless you be submitted. You be Muslim. You have to be Muslim. It means that my children, be careful about our religion. When this verse revealed at the time of Rasulullah, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا O Prophet, command your family to prayer. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying. And said, Oh Allah, how can I take care of my children, my family? We can take a lesson from those verses. We have to be careful about our family, about our children. Only be careful about ourselves does not mean we have to be careful about religion of our children. And commend them this important verse of Quran that فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ You have to keep your religion. You have to keep your religion. And we have to ask them to learn Quran, to learn prayer, to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal faraj. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that addibu awladakum ala thalatha khisal. Train your children with three qualities. The first one is love of Prophet. Love of Prophet. And reciting Quran. Does our children able to recite Quran or not? Does their belief is correct or not? Can they protect their religion in future or not? Can they continue their religion in next generation or not? And what we did to protect their religion in this country. When Prophet Ibrahim was concerned about religion of his children, when Fatima Salamullah alayha was concerned about religion, when Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, he was concerned, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam actually was concerned about religion of his progeny, his children and his family, how we are concerned about the religion of our children. So brothers and sisters, with saying I am Muslim, nothing will happen. Because the religion has two parts. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ First is belief. We should correct our belief. Then أَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ After belief, you have to act upon your belief. أَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ All of the good deeds. الصَّالِحَاتِ is plural. Not one deed. All of good deeds. وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ The Quran said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالَحَاتِ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالسَّبْرِ Those person guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we cannot be serious. We cannot be sure to be saved in the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of Fatima, for the love of Rasulullah, for the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Give us opportunity and give us tawfiq to save our religion, to keep our religion, to protect religion of our children, inshallah. Sallallahu alayki ya Fatima al-Zahra. Sallallahu alayki ya bint Rasulullah. Amir al-Mu'minin, in one of the sermon of Nahj al-Balagha said that minna khayru nisa'il alamin, the best woman of the world is among us. And he said liyal fakhru bi Fatima wa abiha, I am proud of Fatima and his and her father. But unfortunately, the people at the time of Rasulullah, instead of giving thanks to Fatima, instead of respecting Fatima, honoring Fatima, they broke the side of Fatima and broke the door of room of Fatima, salamullah alayha. There is one hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. Imam said, قَدْ ذَوْبَتْ مِنَ الْحُوزْنِ وَذَهَبَ لَحْمُهَا. He said, my mother was melting like ice. وَذَهَبَ لَحْمُهَا. And removed her flesh after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And said, فَمَاتَتْ هِينَ مَاتَتْ وَإِنَّ فِي عَضَدُهَا مِثْلُ الدَّمْلَجِ. When our mother passed away, there was something on her arm. And when Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and Zainab, in these days, they used to go to Haram of Rasulullah and did dua to give shafa for their mother. But one day when they did dua in the Haram Rasulullah and came back to their house, they saw Asma was angry, was crying. They understood what happened for their mother. Mentioned that when Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam saw this situation, he came to room, he entered the room and said, Ya Umma Kallimini, O mother, talk to me for the last time. I want to talk to you, O mother. And said that قبل أن تفارغ روحي بدأ روحي من بدني. Before I did, please, my mother, please talk to me. And then Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam came back to the room and said that Abu Abdullah said to Amir al-Mu'minin, ماتت أمنا. Oh father, our mother passed away. فَقَالَ فَوَّقَ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ fell down to the ground with his face and said that بِمَنِ الْعَزَى يَا بِنْتَ مُحَمَّدٍ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكِ يَا بنت محمد يا قرة عين الرسول يا فاطمة الزهراء إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيهة عند الله اشفعي لنا عند الله يا وجيهة
اشفعي
إننا عند الله زبان حال أمير المؤمنين است. در وسط کوچه تو را می زدن، کاش به جای تو مرا می زدن. فاطمه جان گوشه چشم تو چرا شد کبود؟ فاطمه جان جرم تو آخر چه بود؟ جای مناجات و دعای شبت می شنوم زمزمه زینبت. صلی الله علیک یا ایتها الشهیدة المظلومة. صلوا علی محمد و آل محمد.
بی تو من زنده بمونم، نزا دستام از تو دور شم، نزا دستام از تو دور شم، آرزوم زنده به گور شم، آرزوم زنده به گور شم. کی میتونه بعد زهرا، کی میتونه بعد زهرا، واسه من سنگ صبور شه، واسه من سنگ صبور شه. یا زهرا مادر جان، یا زهرا
مادر جان،
یا زهرا
مادر جان،
یا زهرا مادر مادر،
یا زهرا مادر جان، یا زهرا مادر جان،
یا زهرا صدا تو، از خونه لبر صدا تو، صدای گرم دعا تو، صدای گرم دعا تو. تو بگو بدم چجوری، تو بگو بدم چجوری، من جواب بچه ها تو، من جواب بچه ها تو. بانوی رفته به خوابم، بانوی رفته به خوابم، فاطمه بده جوابم، فاطمه بده جوابم. نشکنی شیشه عمرم، نشکنی شیشه عمرم، نکنی خون خرابم، نکنی خون خرابم. ای امیشم نشینم علی جان، ای امیشم نشینم، ای امیر المومنینم، ای امیر المومنینم، ای امیر المومنینم، دعا کن تا من بمیرم، دعا کن تا من بمیرم، خونه نشینی تو نبینم، خونه نشینی تو نبینم. یا زهرا مادر جان، یا زهرا
روزه مال بچه
ها، مادر جان، یا زهرا مادر مادر،
یا زهرا
ببینم که دم بدم بیهوش میشی، آروم آروم میسوزی، پیش چشام خاموش میشی. جون زینب دوباره چشماتو وا کن و ببین، آسمون ابری تره یا چشم این گول لجین منو تنها لذاری روی دلم پا لذاری منو تنها لذاری روی دلم پا لذاری میونه این همه دشمن علی را جا لذاری میونه این همه دشمن علی را نذاری یا زهرا مادر جان یا